You have a contract with someone who can wake up that spirit in you. And if you look back, not everybody could do that. It was that one person. You have a contract with someone else who brings out in you a shadow, one aspect of your shadow, who makes you look at something in yourself that you never realized that you could be competitive with somebody who seems to have a talent you don't have. No one else made you feel this way. You have an agreement with that spirit, with that person. Now, I want you to imagine before you're born that you're a soul. You're not a personality. Contracts are very baffling sometimes, but only to the personality that would like them to be logical, because the one thing they're not is earth logical. They're spiritually logical, but they're not earth logical. And that's by design, and this is the reason. A contract is meant to challenge you in terms of how you want to control and order your physical life. Because left to our own devices, we would make all of our choices in life based upon our need to control our external world because we're afraid of life. We're an interesting species. We're afraid to live, and we're afraid to die. And we're afraid of everything in between. And so most of the choices, if you look, that we are prone to make in life are almost knee-jerk reactions to wanting to control the outside and what the outside is doing to our inside. So we want everything to be controlled, logical, and orderly. Well, every one of your contracts, let me say, challenges every part of you that wants to control your outside world, and that's why they are not logical agreements. They are completely illogical at the earth level, but divinely logical from the spiritual level. And here's an example of that. If you look at your life, how many times have you had an experience that in the moment struck you as being completely unfair or fully irrational or completely out of your control? You planned everything, only it happened this way. You didn't see this side coming. Or how could this be? Only to find out 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years later, it was the best thing that ever happened to you. Surely you can remember one of those experiences, and maybe you can remember 10 of those. But if you really sat down and thought about it, your whole life has been charted by those experiences. And those experiences are contracts. These events that happen that seem to come out of the blue, who organized them? Where did they come from? Who made somebody come in and suddenly disrupt your life? And it looked so horrible at the time, only to find out it was, from a spiritual point of view, the most wonderful thing that could have happened to you. Now I want you to picture something entirely different. I want you to imagine you haven't been born yet, and that you're sitting with me, and I'll be your angel. And I'll say to you, well, what is it you want to do in a lifetime? Now, this is where we're going to get to the core of a contract, where you actually script it. And in the core of that contract, would you say, well, in this lifetime, I want to start a business. I want to start a healing center. No. That's the kind of thing you do once you get to the earth. From the non-physical, eternal, vast, huge soul level of life, that's not the kind of choice you're going to make. That's what's going to manifest as a result of the choice you make. So let's get you way up as high as you can go to the biggest possible soul level of your imagination. I want to stretch your imagination like taffy. I want to pull it across a cosmic spectrum as large as I can possibly get you. And from that point of view, I want you to imagine you and me. I'm your angel. I've got you on a cloud. And I want to talk